It was kind of nerve-wracking to ask people for help due to the fact that when I was growing up, I taught myself not to ask for help because like it'll show weakness and like people will like take advantage of that.
That was Anchorage teen Drake King speaking about his experience with hunger. According to No Kid Hungry, 1 in 5 children in Alaska currently struggle with food insecurity. And while the word children might call to mind images of younger kids, a large portion of this population are Alaskan teens. In research settings, teens and younger children get lumped together, which overshadows the unique challenges facing teens. Feeding America reports that teenage hunger goes widely unnoticed because of the discomfort that youth may feel about coming forward. Societal expectations, family values, and fear of stigmatization can all affect a teen's willingness to ask for help. Teens also refrain from coming forward when they are placed in leadership roles in their household, simply going hungry so their younger siblings can eat. So what happens when teens stay silent? Malnourished teens are more prone to asthma, poor immune function, and obesity, along with a host of other physical side effects. According to a study conducted jointly by the Urban Institute and Feeding America, teens who struggle with food insecurity are more likely to turn to risky behaviors like shoplifting, prostitution, and drug dealing. Hunger can also affect a teen's emotional state. King, who works with Alaska Youth Advocates, opens up about the way that going hungry affected him.
Hunger, I've gone days without food and like it was horrible. Your attitude does really change. You get like really anxious or really mad or like unmotivated to do a lot of things, and it's pretty bad. It's not worth going through.
Kara Durr is the Director of Public Engagement at the Food Bank of Alaska. She talks about the impact of hunger on teens in an academic setting.
You know, we also know that it has a big effect on kids' ability to learn. And so if kids are at school and they're hungry, they're not able to focus on their schoolwork and do their best, which of course can have implications down the road for their future success.
A study conducted by No Kid Hungry found that students who don't have regular access to breakfast perform 17.5% lower on standardized tests than those who have access to reliable meals. These are the very same tests that often determine a teen's acceptance into some colleges. Teen hunger is an important issue in Alaska, but there are ways people are working together to confront it. Josh Lowers, program coordinator of the Youth Engagement Center at Covenant House, Alaska, thinks that hunger is a symptom of a larger problem and can be solved as such.
Though we kind of live in a wilderness, we are a city, and we have urban problems, and hunger is part of that, and we need to find ways collectively to come together as individuals, as communities, and within our larger systems to care for people and support people who are experiencing hard things.
Lowers has this message for teens who are facing food insecurity.
You're not alone. There are people out here who care about you, even though we don't know you yet. Please ask for help. Please use your voice and use the tools that have been given you to ask for help.
If you or a teen you know is currently struggling with food insecurity, you could contact Kids Kitchen, Children's Lunchbox, Alaska Youth Advocates, or the Food Bank of Alaska. With Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Youth Health Reporter Olive Sponholz-Johnson.